it's basically up to you. It's how you approach that situation, you know. You don't want to be a guy that's not prepared, not going into minicamp, you know, in shape, and just getting in as soon as you can and being like a sponge and absorbing as much of the offense as you can during the three-day minicamps. And then, obviously, when you get to training camp, just, you know, be there, don't have any holdouts, and get there as soon as possible and learn as much as you can.
Same time, you anticipate having to be maybe a little more patient than you like?
Definitely. I mean, that's just like the transition from high school to college, you know. You're not going to do everything that you want to do. You just got to be patient about it, and, you know, obviously you're going to get your opportunity to do what you want.
Sure.
Joel Siegel. Well, I didn't think it was frustrating. I mean, God, you know, he has things happen for a reason. So, obviously, it was a purpose behind me tweaking my hamstring. But at the same time, it was also a good experience to go down there and interact with some of the NFL coaches, have some interviews, and just, you know, get accustomed to running an NFL offense.
Are you going to run here?
No, sir. At my pro day on March 26th. Well, I think that comes with, you know, being at a university like LSU and having the type of, you know, quality players that you have. You know, you got to just be patient and obviously wait your turn. And, I mean, I'm not a guy that was trying to come in and do too much too early because I played quarterback in high school, so I was still learning the position. So just trying to learn as much as I could.
Did you think there was some benefit from just the level of competition? And, you know, there's only one ball, so you guys have to put off the just in practice, I guess.
Yeah, in practice, I mean, it was definitely competitive, you know, going against some great cornerbacks, a great defense, and, you know, the type of players we were, we weren't really caught up in how many balls we caught. We just was trying to make each other better, so we had that pretty a good relationship.
You still think, you say you play quarterback better, do you still think they have ways to go as a receiver?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I've reached my full potential as a wide receiver. There's always room to improve, and, you know, I'm trying to learn as much as I can every day. I'm not sure yet. Soon, though. Yeah, definitely. What will I run in the 40? I think that's been the biggest question is my actual speed compared to on film, but actually getting timed in the 40. I'm going to run in the 4.4s. Yeah. Yeah, guys like Hines Ward and Quan Bolden, I think, you know, we're very similar as far as body build and just being able to run after the catch and, you know, physical tough guys don't mind going in there and doing the dirty work, blocking downfield, you know, cracking on linebackers, whatever it takes. I mean, you can't let it get you down. Like I said, God has a plan for you, so I'm just putting all my faith in God, and, you know, he's going to eventually have me ready for my pro day and, you know, allow me to perform at a high level. March 26th. Well, this past week, it was the first week that I really got a chance to, you know, go at the drills full speed. Orlando. I was in Orlando with Tom Shaw, yeah. Yeah. Real nice guy. I mean, obviously, they beat us the last game of the season, but, you know, when I got there at Tom Shaw, you know, met a whole bunch of guys that I played against and read about throughout their college careers, and he's a real, real nice guy. Now, he's kind of like my big brother now, you know, we kind of look after each other.
I was going to ask you, is he giving you a lot of grief about that game?
Oh, yeah. But we got the big one, the ring. I think it says a lot about the character in our football team, you know. We lost the last game of the season. It was very tough, you know, and everybody thought our chances of getting to the national championship were pretty much out the window. But, you know, we always knew we had another game, SEC championship, and there was always a possibility that we could end up in the national championship game. So we didn't let that get us down and just went out and played a great football game the following week. And, you know, good things happened for us. I got a chance to meet with them at the Senior Bowl. Yes, sir. Not here, not yet.
Which teams have shown the most interest in you since the end of the season?
I really haven't got a chance to get that feel yet. I mean, I think as the days go on, you know, I'll get an opportunity to meet with a bunch of teams and just kind of get a better feeling of what they think about me as a player. I didn't meet with them at the Senior Bowl, so, I mean, I think I might get a chance to meet with them sometime this week.
Two more questions.
Oh, I talk to him all the time, all the time. He just basically just tell me to come out here and just be myself in the interviews and relax and don't put too much pressure on myself.
From a personality standpoint, you kind of come across, you remind me a little bit of
it. Yeah, they say we look alike as well, so, you know, we just laid back kind of guys, don't really like all the attention.
Your best strengths and areas
where you make it to? Well, I think I've done a pretty good job of being able to do a little bit of everything, but, you know, going to that next level in the NFL, you got to try to find that edge, you know, because the DBs are very, very intelligent. They study pretty much every move, so you want to try to be that guy that doesn't give away too many of the subtleties that the cornerbacks can pick up on. Well, I think it's an added bonus, but I think, you know, throughout my career, I've developed. And each year I've gotten better, and, you know, playing alongside two first-round picks, you know, made it a little easier for me as well.